Well, it's fun, and I hate to stop it. But I think it's time to do what Matt said and go just back a bit and compare that to the earlier piece. It's a couple, 300 years earlier, admittedly. But this is the piece written for the dedication of the... And you saw all those sharps and flats, and he was going keys all over the place. Compare it to this. Okay, we don't need to do any more of that. But, I mean, you see that Bach is working in a different universe, a different language than what we heard with the earlier stuff. Now, one of the other ways that the composers were experimenting and looking into the entire idea of 12 tones was what is known as the circle of fifths. This is the circle of fifths here. This is actually an experiment done by the Pythagoreans in ancient Greece. This is our modern terminology for it. First of all, you know what I mean by a fifth? Okay. Sounds complicated. Here's the note C. Count up five notes. One, two, three, four, five. That's the fifth. It's the fifth degree of the scale. Okay, so five up from C is G. C, D, E, F, G. And even though it's written there, can somebody else please figure out what the next fifth will be?
D.
D. And then count up five from there. D, E, F, G, A. A, B, C, D, E. Because you only go to G and you start again at A. Up to B, and then up to F sharp. And then something interesting happens. F sharp, that's F sharp. This is G flat. They're the same note, especially on the piano. So let's start counting it in flats. We go from G flat to D flat, D flat to A flat, A flat to E flat, B flat to, and B flat to F, and then we're back to C. How many tones is that?
Just sharps are represented by the hashtag symbol, and flats are...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. How many tones is that? You want to count?
12.
It's 12. So just by doing that, just by putting together 12 fifths and seeing that they end up at the same place, that was another indication that there were actually 12 tones. In the system, here's what it sounds like. Yeah, well, seven octaves. Takes the whole piano, but what they did is they divided them by half or by quarters and put them all on the same scale. However, this is also, if Pythagoras actually did this, and it's hard to find out, I love it because he discovered the flaw in his own system. Because these are all... Say, if this is C at 2, then over 7 octaves you'd have C at 2, 4, 8, 16. You're doubling it. 32, 64, 128, 256, right?
Oh, if you doubled the frequency.
You're doubling the frequency because an octave is double frequency.
Okay.
And this
yeah.
covers 7 octaves.
Yeah.
So if you start at C, we'll call it, say we'll call it C at 4, then the next C would be C at 8, the next C would be C at 16, 32, 64, 128, 256, 512. Now, the ratio for the fifth is supposed to be 3 over 2, 1.5. So who has a calculator on them, on their phone? Anybody?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and what is who?
I was going to start the other app. It's ready.
Just start, take 4 as the first C, multiply it by 3 over 2, which is 1.5, and you do that 12 times. And you should come up with 512.
So you take the first number, so the first C is 4?
Yeah, the first
divided
first.
Divided by
1.5, which that should take you up to G.
Okay, multiply by 1.5.
Yeah, 12 times.
Right.
So multiplying by 1.5 should take you up to G, then do it again, it should take you up to D. And when you get through it 12 times, you should be at a multiple of 4, like 256 or 512, one of the frequencies for C.
518.9.
What'd you get?
518.9.
Yeah, it's supposed to be 512, but it's 518.9. This is what the Greeks called the comma. In other words, these ratios as perfect fractions are off. They're off. The 3 over 2 ratio is just a bit too big. And the reason why so much, why they couldn't, one of the reasons they couldn't write in all 12 tones during this whole period is because they were really trying to stick to those ratios, just like, you know, the astronomers were trying to stick to the circular notions of the planets. And therefore, you ended up getting an instrument that was not attuned in itself. I have a demonstration, but I won't do it now. I have a keyboard at home, you can just put it into these tunings. But what happens with them, you try to play something in C major and it sounds fine. You try to go to A major and it's completely out of tune. So you can't play in all the different tunes at the same time. Okay? So that's one way of that's another way of actually conducting a scientific investigation of the nature, the true nature of the musical system. A scientific investigation and an attempt to establish it. Now let's go back to this. Here's the interval of a fifth, C to G. Now, we'll try a half tone above G, G to A flat, half tone beneath C, to B. Bach experimented with this long before the musical offering. In the Well-Tempered Clavier, which is 1722, he wrote a fugue that goes like... interval. If you take the outside interval, A flat to B, that's called a diminished seventh, a very dissonant interval, which was also banned, of course. And when we get to Beethoven, I'll show you how that also reflects the investigation of the entire musical universe and an attempt to establish it. But for the meantime, let's look at Bach's musical offering. And I really encourage people, even if you find it a little hard to follow at times, if you get 10% of it, you're doing good and you'll get the idea, okay? And but also, if somebody says, I don't understand something, just say so, and we'll slow down and we'll look at it again, okay? Now, does anybody know the story behind the musical offering?
You know, the Bach visited the king, and the king asked him as a test, you know, of his genius to composing music on the spot.
Right. The king was Frederick the Great, and he was a big fan of Bach's music. And his court musician was Bach's son, Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach. Okay, here we go. So he invited old Bach to come to the court one day and said, I'm going to give him a theme to really challenge him. And I sincerely doubt if he thought of it by himself. I think he probably went to Bach's son and said, give me something that's really going to give your dad a hard time. So he played this flute, this theme on the flute for Bach, and he said, I want you to make me a 6-part fugue out of this. And Bach said, well, I'll improvise a 3-part one for you right away. And he did it. It's magnificent. And I don't know how many people could take a theme like this and just do that. He said, the 6-part one I'm going to have to work on a little bit. Here's the theme. And see if you can see how it relates to everything we've been discussing. Anybody?
He's inverting it.
What?
He's inverting it.
Well, just in terms of the basics, there's two ideas we've looked at. One was this idea of this interval, diminished seventh. And the other was the chromatic scale descending by half steps. He's combined the two of them. There were composers who tried to, So he's looking at two different things that have been addressed separately. He's addressed them separately, individually, in different places. This is the first time they've really been put together. Okay? So it is actually something that it's exploring, the true nature of the musical system, and trying to establish it. Bach wrote the 6-part fugue and sent it to the king with a whole bunch of puzzle canons, which are just magnificent. Christine knows some of them. For the king to figure out, because he wanted to challenge him, and he said he gave him one voice, and then he gave him a little clue in Latin as to how to solve it. Seek and ye shall find, things like that. He gave him one that goes backwards and forwards at the same time, ones that turn upside down, one that turns upside down and go twice as fast, one that goes through all the keys and ends up through all 12 keys. He did all of that stuff. But his great accomplishment was to actually set this in 6 voices. So let's listen to a little bit of it. We'll just listen to a bit of it. And what I'd like you to do is just to hear it in its essence. Put your hand up each time you hear one of the voices enter, because they don't come in all the time. They're staggered. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So if you can hear it, just put your hand up when you hear another voice enter. There's one.